Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, January 18, 2025.
Dutch government excludes ASML sales data from export reports. The Dutch government has decided to leave out billions of euros in sales figures from ASML Holding NV, a leading tech company in Veldhoven, from public reports on sensitive goods exports. This change, confirmed by the Foreign Ministry, could reshape how experts evaluate the Netherlands' military-related exports. In September 2023, the government introduced a list of dual-use items that can serve both civilian and military purposes, focusing on ASML's deep ultraviolet lithography tools. While licenses for sensitive goods must be announced as defined by the European Union, this rule doesn't apply to the new DUV tools. Critics, including Frank Slijper from the peace organization PAX, argue that transparency in arms exports is crucial for understanding military capabilities and preventing conflicts. A recent report revealed that China was the sixth largest destination for Dutch dual-use goods, with exports valued at 253 million euros in 2023. However, if ASML sales were included, China would have topped the list, surpassing Taiwan, South Korea, the United States, and Britain. With ASML projected to make over $7 billion in sales to China in 2024, this raises important questions about balancing commercial interests with national security amid rising tensions with the U.S.
Political turmoil in South Korea. A storm is brewing in South Korea as President Yoon Suk-yeol faces possible arrest. The Corruption Investigation Office is seeking a warrant to detain him for up to 20 days after a nearly 11-hour interrogation, making him the first sitting president in the country to be arrested amid serious allegations of insurrection and corruption. On December 14, 2023, the National Assembly passed an impeachment motion against him, which is now under review by the Constitutional Court, suspending his presidential powers. Tensions rose when President Yoon declared martial law on December 3rd, only to have it quickly canceled by the Assembly. The Corruption Office, along with the National Office of Investigation and the Defense Ministry's agency, is conducting this joint inquiry. Despite repeated requests, President Yoon has refused to testify further. The outcome of this investigation could reshape South Korea's political future and impact public trust in government. What does this mean for the future of leadership in South Korea? Stay tuned for updates.
Biden's bold move on drug offenses. President Joe Biden has made headlines by reducing the sentences of nearly 2,500 individuals convicted of peaceful drug offenses. This significant action addresses the issue of unfairly long sentences many face under current laws. Biden has now issued more individual pardons and sentence reductions than any previous president. This decision follows his earlier move in December 2024, where he changed the sentences of 37 federal inmates on death row to life in prison without parole. Advocacy groups have highlighted cases of those they believe were wrongfully convicted or serving overly harsh sentences. As Biden's term comes to a close, these actions occur just days before President-elect Donald Trump takes office, who has hinted at plans to grant clemency to some supporters involved in the January 6th Capitol riot. The impact of Biden's decisions could shape future laws and public opinion on drug-related crimes as the political landscape evolves.
Kremlin's stance on U.S. sanctions. On January 17, 2025, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov announced that Russia does not expect any changes to U.S. sanctions with the new administration. This statement comes despite hints from Washington about a willingness to engage in dialogue. Peskov pointed out that it's unusual for the future U.S. Treasury Secretary to oppose the president's decisions on sanctions. Scott Bessent, nominated for the position, supports increasing sanctions on Russia to encourage negotiations. Since 2014, the U.S. has imposed sanctions on Russia mainly due to the annexation of Crimea and allegations of election interference. These financial penalties have targeted key sectors like finance and energy, creating real challenges for the Russian economy. Peskov's remarks reflect broader concerns about U.S.-Russia relations, suggesting a cautious outlook for Moscow. As this situation develops, the ongoing sanctions will continue to impact Russia's economy and its role in the world. What does this mean for the future of international relations?
Wall Street banks push for regulatory changes. Major banks on Wall Street are gearing up to push for looser capital regulations as the Trump administration prepares to take office on January 17, 2025. With a more favorable political climate, these banks aim to change U.S. banking rules that were tightened after the 2007 to 2009 financial crisis. They are seeking a weaker version of key banking regulations and a reduction in the extra capital they must hold. During Donald Trump's previous term, U.S. banks enjoyed some easing of regulations, but they couldn't secure a full review of the capital rules. Currently, major banks like JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs must hold nearly $1 trillion in reserves, which they argue is too high and limits their ability to lend. With new industry-friendly officials on the horizon, banks see a unique chance to influence these regulations. David Solomon, CEO of Goldman Sachs, is optimistic about potential changes that could improve transparency in banking rules. As the financial landscape shifts, the outcome of these efforts could significantly impact lending practices and economic stability in the United States. What could these changes mean for everyday Americans?
TikTok's future under Trump, a national security dilemma. The political landscape around TikTok is heating up as Donald Trump, the newly elected Republican president, seeks to safeguard the popular Chinese social media app from a potential ban. This tension began during his previous term when he took strong actions against TikTok, fearing that its parent company, ByteDance, could jeopardize user data. With a deadline approaching for ByteDance to sell TikTok to an American buyer, Trump's national security advisor, Mike Waltz, highlights the urgency of the situation. New laws allow the president to extend the sale deadline by up to 90 days if progress is evident, but this can only happen once. Meanwhile, tech giants like Apple Incorporated and Alphabet Incorporated face serious risks if TikTok is banned, raising questions about their future with the app. The Supreme Court has just 24 hours to respond to TikTok's lawsuit against the government, making the stakes even higher. A ban could cut off millions from a vital communication tool and strain U.S.-China relations. As this situation unfolds, all eyes are on how the new administration will tackle these complex issues of national security and technology. What does this mean for the future of social media in America?
Rising inflation concerns in Japan. A recent survey from the Bank of Japan reveals that many people are worried about rising inflation. Published on January 17, 2025, it shows that about 86 out of 100 respondents expect prices to go up this year, with nearly a third predicting significant increases. Over the next 5 years, 82% anticipate ongoing price hikes, and almost half foresee major rises. The survey highlights the financial pressure on households, with 57% reporting that they feel less financially secure due to higher costs for basic necessities like food. This situation comes as Japan faces persistent inflation and falling wages, which are squeezing consumers' buying power. Inflation, which means prices are rising while money's value is decreasing, can lead to less spending by consumers, impacting businesses and the economy. The Bank of Japan may need to rethink its money management rules to stabilize the economy and tackle these inflation worries. This survey sheds light on the tough economic challenges many households in Japan are currently facing.
Cybersecurity threats and the FCC's response. On January 17, 2025, Jessica Rosenworcel, the outgoing chair of the Federal Communications Commission, raised alarms about serious cybersecurity threats linked to a massive cyber espionage operation called Salt Typhoon. She emphasized that this incident is a wake-up call for our national and economic security. Senator Ben Ray Lujan noted that Salt Typhoon could be the largest telecommunications hack in U.S. history, with major companies like Verizon and AT&T confirming they were affected, but assuring the public their networks are secure. In response, the FCC voted to improve security measures for telecom companies. Incoming FCC Chair Brendan Carr criticized previous actions, calling the Salt Typhoon attack an unacceptable risk. The FCC is also working to limit the influence of Chinese companies like Huawei and ZTE by blocking their new equipment approvals. In a significant move, Congress allocated $3.1 billion to help U.S. telecom companies remove foreign equipment, highlighting the seriousness of these cybersecurity challenges. This situation reflects ongoing tensions between the United States and China in technology and cybersecurity.
U.S. stock market soars on economic optimism. U.S. stocks soared on January 17, 2025, fueled by optimism about the economy and expected policy changes from President-elect Trump. The S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average recorded their biggest weekly increases since early November, while the NASDAQ Composite had its best performance since December. Positive economic data eased inflation worries, leading investors to anticipate adjustments in interest rates from the Federal Reserve. The U.S. Commerce Department reported a 10-month high in home building, although rising mortgage rates could limit demand. Manufacturing output also surged, contributing to a strong start for corporate earnings, especially among major banks. The Dow jumped by 334.70 points, closing at 43,487.83, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ also seeing significant gains. While concerns about potential tariffs from Trump's administration linger, the market is off to a strong start this year, with 9 of the 11 sectors in the S&P 500 showing gains. Notably, tech giants Nvidia and Broadcom saw impressive stock increases, reflecting growing investor confidence.
U.S. defense budget increase for fiscal year 2025. On January 17, 2025, the Korean Central News Agency reported a notable increase in the U.S. defense budget for fiscal year 2025, marking the biggest rise ever. This boost reflects the U.S. government's goal to maintain its status as the world's sole superpower. However, critics are alarmed, pointing out that this military spending isn't focused on national defense or global peace. Instead, it seems aimed at inciting conflicts and asserting control in regions like the Korean Peninsula, Asia-Pacific, Europe, and the Middle East. North Korea has criticized the U.S. for being the largest debtor nation while ramping up military costs. This spending contributes to ongoing conflicts and an arms race, especially in response to perceived threats from North Korea and others. As the U.S. invests heavily in its military, concerns grow about rising tensions with other nations and the impact on domestic priorities, diverting funds from social programs to military initiatives. What does this mean for global peace?
U.S. Treasury's urgent actions to avoid default. Janet Yellen, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, has announced that the government will hit its borrowing limit on January 17, 2025. To prevent a severe failure to pay, the Treasury will take special actions starting January 21, 2025. These temporary measures aim to manage cash flow and keep the debt ceiling, currently at $36.1 trillion, from being breached. One key action includes pausing investments in two important government employee benefit funds until March 14, 2025. The debt ceiling is a legal limit set by Congress on how much money the government can borrow. If this limit is exceeded, it could lead to a government shutdown and impact credit scores and financial markets. Yellen stressed the uncertainty of how long these special actions will last and urged Congress to raise or suspend the debt limit to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. This situation is critical, as it affects not just government operations but also the broader economy, influencing interest rates, inflation, and essential services.
IMF updates global growth forecast for 2025. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, has revised its global growth forecast for 2025, now predicting a growth rate of 3.3%. This is a slight increase from earlier estimates. The United States is expected to see a growth of 2.7%, while the Eurozone's outlook has dropped to just 1%. Emerging markets are projected to maintain a steady growth rate of 4.2%. And China's forecast has improved to 4.6%. IMF chief economist Pierre-Olivier Gerenches pointed out that recent market changes and trade policy uncertainties are influencing these projections. He warned that while some policies could boost demand, others, like higher tariffs, might hurt supply. The IMF stresses the importance of restoring financial stability to manage debt effectively and prepare for future economic shocks. This report highlights the complexities of the global economy and the need for sound financial strategies that impact everyone, from governments to individuals.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.